Good morning. I am going to do my best to keep the microphone right here and loud, but if you can't hear me, please just let me know. Make sure you get my attention. I prefer speaking with a headset because I talk with my hands. I'm pretty sure I'm pretty much about 75-80% Irish, but I'm Italian in my speaking. I speak with my hands. And I use a lot of props. So anyways, let's start with prayer. God, thank you so much for this glorious place, this day, this chance to gather in your name. I thank you that we have the freedom to do this, that we can freely gather and speak about you. I pray for our brothers and sisters in parts of the world where they cannot do that. And I pray that we will have the desperation of them who seek your face when they have to do it in private and in fear for their lives. Give us that desperation, the longing to know who you are in us and who we are in you. I pray in your most precious and holy name. Amen. Okay, how many are new today that are just here for today? I heard that there were several. Okay, we're going to do just a quick icebreaker and just a fun thing to get to know each other a little bit more, and for anybody who's new, that we can orient them to the group. So pick an M&M from your bowl, just any color. Pick a color. Don't eat it yet. Just hold on to it. You can eat it in a minute. And then on your table, there's two sheets like this. And it tells you what to introduce yourself with. Okay, now if you don't like the one that you picked, eat that one and pick another one. Okay, so let's take a few minutes to share around the table just real quickly about what your M&M tells you. Introduce your name if you haven't done so yet, if you have a new person. Hopefully I don't turn it off. Okay, we're going to do another kind of a focusing, I call it a focusing exercise, before we dive in. And the focusing exercise is to help us get grounded in our bodies. As human beings, we tend to deny our humanity. That was the garden. It was, we want to be like God and we don't want to be human. And in not wanting to be human, we don't want to be in our bodies. And so part of healing is getting back in our bodies and being aware of what our body is telling us and accepting our body and all of the things that go with it. When in my own journey, as I was beginning to heal, getting in touch with my body was hugely instrumental for me. And paying attention to what my heart was telling me, paying attention to things, I just didn't pay attention. And when I remember at one point, I noticed that my heart was like hurting really bad. And I thought something was wrong with me. It was like just hurting. And I thought, maybe I'm drinking too much coffee. And so I stopped drinking coffee because it just felt weird. But when I stopped drinking coffee, it didn't stop. So then I prayed about it, which I should have done first. But I didn't think about that. And I was like, God, what is going on with my heart? And he said, it's thawing out. And it was like, it was encased in ice and like, you know, like how you get almost frostbite and then when it warms up, it's hurting. It was like that. It was like it was coming back to life. And so that was beginning for me to understand that, you know, really paying attention to letting parts of us come back to life that we've rejected, that we've not paid attention to. So for this exercise, I invite you to close your eyes and put yourself in a place in your house that's comfortable to you. That you can be at peace, relaxing, just enjoying the peace. Notice what it's like when you're at rest. And someone knocks at the door. You go to answer the door, and you open it, and it's somebody you really want to let in. You're excited for this person. Notice your body. Notice what happens in your body when you see this person that you're delighted to let come in the door. Notice your thoughts, your feelings, where you feel it, physically and emotionally. Okay, let's go back to your chair. Go back to a place of rest. This person's not there anymore. You're by yourself, resting in your chair. And the door, somebody at the door again, rings or knocks. This time when you answer the door, it's somebody you do not want to let in. You are not excited about this person showing up at your door. And again, just notice your body. Notice your thoughts, your feelings, what happens to you. Notice it especially in comparison to the first experience. Let's come back together. Let's start with the first one. Can you open this for me? This is why I need... I need you to open it. I don't have two hands. Thank you. I did. Open it for me. What did you notice in the first one when you opened the door and it was somebody you were delighted to see? Light. Openness. Energy, excitement, positive energy probably, right? Because there's negative energy too. Positive energy, lightness, open.
Physical touch.
Physical touch. You wanted to reach out and touch them. What else? Inviting them in, happiness.
Anticipation.
Okay. Think about some of those words when we're going to come back around to this later on, but open, light. A lot of you are even doing this, spreading your hands out like that. Okay, in the other one, when somebody you weren't excited to see. Closed. Heaviness. Tightening. What? Sin?
Sick.
Sick. Dark. Can't breathe. Anxious.
Dread.
Pushing against the door. Okay. Tense. Okay. So tense, closed, dark versus big, open, light.
I didn't answer the door.
You didn't answer the door. You hid. You hid. That's a good thing to remember, because we're going to talk about that. That's really good, because that's exactly what Adam and Eve did in the garden, right? They hid. They were in shame. They hid. Okay, we're going to do a review of what we covered last night, but we're going to do it in a very different way. We're going to do it with kids. I've been teaching about peanut M&Ms for about 20 years, about Imago Dei. And I find that children get this so much easier than adults, because we are more disconnected from our Imago Dei than they are. For those of you that are new today, I'm talking Imago Dei, which is just a Latin for image of God. It's what I teach about a lot, just about who we are in Christ, the image that we are image bearers. So in my practice, I work with a variety of situations, kids, adults, families, kind of the gamut. So kids aren't the bread and butter of my work, but I do work with a fair amount. And when I work with them, I keep little packs of peanut M&Ms, the little snack packs, which are not always easy to find. So at Halloween, I stock up on them, keep them in my office. And if I have a child client, The first thing I do is I give them a pack of peanut M&Ms, and I say, if you can tell me how you're like a peanut M&M, I'll give you another pack. And they can tell you, and I'm going to show you. And because we, this past February, we did a day of filming where we interviewed 14 kids, random kids. Actually, I knew four of them, but I'd never had a conversation with them about this. All the other kids are kids that I did not ever lay eyes on before that day. And we're going to show this. Can we get the lights? And then we're going to check the sound.